This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Miss Marple's Final Cases by Agatha Christie. Read by Joan Hickson. Sanctuary. The vicar's wife came round the corner of the vicarage with her arms full of chrysanthemums. A good deal of rich garden soil was attached to her strong brogue shoes, and a few fragments of earth were adhering to her nose, but of that fact she was perfectly unconscious. She had a slight struggle in opening the vicarage gate, which hung, rustily, half off its hinges. A puff of wind caught at her battered felt hat, causing it to sit even more rakishly than it had done before. "Oh, bother," said Bunch. Christened by her optimistic parents, Diana, Mrs. Harmon had become Bunch at an early age for somewhat obvious reasons, and the name had stuck to her ever since. Clutching the chrysanthemums, she made her way through the gate to the churchyard, and so to the church door. The November air was mild and damp. Clouds scudded across the sky with patches of blue here and there. Inside, the church was dark and cold. It was unheated except at service times. "Boo!" said Bunch expressively. "Oh, I'd better get on with this quickly."